Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back on Inside Black and Gold. Thanks to everyone who's watching this on YouTube and Facebook. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do that. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you would like to hear. I say this all the time, but I mean it. The feedback is very helpful, and all I ask is that we get more of it, right? Like, I don't care if you hate what you're listening to. Honestly, I'd prefer to hear from people who hate what they're listening to, because that's usually helpful information, because I can't improve when people don't tell me what I'm doing wrong. So if you haven't left a review, if you haven't left any comments, please do that, and we'll just keep going. So obviously, I was out at OTAs today for the Saints. You know, we got another good look at a lot of players. Again, it's, you know, I think Bobby Hebert and Mike Dettillier would call it, you know, running around in pajamas, because that's really what you're doing. You are not wearing pads. This is not real football. This is skill work. That said, we are going to hear from Dennis Allen. I kind of trimmed what his comments down to some of the more interesting ones. I'm just going to play them through. I'm going to let you hear them, and then we can react to them in real time. So without further ado, here you go.
I felt like we practiced like a team that had been off for 4 days. So there's a lot of things that we got to get cleaned up. But we'll have another opportunity to get out here tomorrow, clean some things up, and get better. So,
Coach Allen, what do you see in the development of the future Eagles for receiver now? Seems like he's pretty confident.
Yeah, well, I think that word is probably a good word to, you know, say kind of where he's at. I mean, I do think he's a lot more confident in what he's doing. Obviously, you can see his speed and feel his speed out on the field. You know, we've been able to hit a few explosive plays throughout, you know, these last 4 days. So I think he's in a good spot right now. You know, certainly there's still a lot of things that he can improve on, and I think that's what we're trying to do this time of year.
What are some of those areas of improvement that you want to look for tomorrow even?
Well, look, I think the ball was on the ground more today than it had been in the previous three practices. So it had zero to do with effort. I think our guys are out here working hard. I just don't feel like the execution was quite where it needed to be. And, you know, look, we're in a race to improve versus 31 other teams. And so, you know, you don't want to see any of these opportunities slide by. So we'll have an opportunity to watch the tape, make the corrections, and I know our guys will respond tomorrow.
DA, you got a veteran quarterback, a veteran center. Has that been somewhat seamless?
Yeah, look, I think for the most part it has. You know, I know Derek's still, you know, in a learning process in terms of what we're doing, but he seems to be picking everything up pretty quickly. And, you know, I think we do a pretty good job of, you know, getting the protection set right and identifying the mic and things of that nature. So I think it's been good.
Is being some offensive linemen an obstacle this time of year? The nature of the practices, it's not huge deal.
Well, look, I look at it as an opportunity for a lot of these young guys to get experience. You know, we've got some guys that you know, are going to be fighting to be linemen 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever the case may be. And so these are valuable reps for those guys. So certainly we'd love to have everybody out here healthy and good to go, but it's an opportunity for some of these guys to get some experience.
All right, so I'm just going to pause it there before we go into the final bit, because we're going to talk about John Gruden in this segment. But I do want to just kind of go back. You know, he talks about Rashid Shaheed, and I think that is, to me, what stands out the most about Rashid is just he looks confident out there. He doesn't look like he's questioning himself. And, you know, in the locker room, you talk to him, and you wouldn't say he looks like the most confident guy in the world. He is very meek, and I say that in a positive way. Like, he's very, you know, he doesn't come off as this like mega confident guy. But when you watch him on the field, you do get that. And then, you know, one thing that he did tell me today is he's bulked up a little bit this offseason. Not a ton. I think he's trying to get up to about 185, and that's the weight he wants to play at. Be about a 5-pound increase from what he played at last year. And, you know, that's kind of where I think you'd want to be for a guy of his size. Okay, now we're going to shift gears here. And I don't want to talk a ton about John Gruden, but I do feel like we have to address it. And Dennis Allen did talk about it today. So let's kind of get into that. And I'll preface it with the information. The Saints brought in John Gruden last week to help. I don't even know how to describe it. Kind of like grease the skids on the installation of the Derek Carr offense in New Orleans. He coached Derek Carr with the Raiders. This is not something that is new in terms of the Saints bring in former head coaches all the time. They brought in Mike Martz last year, and there are several others that I can't think of the names, but we could go back and find stories where they're saying, oh, they brought in this guy, they brought in this guy. So that's not unusual. Obviously, the noise around it is based heavily on the email scandal that forced him to kind of resign in disgrace from the Raiders in 2021. Obviously, that was a team Derek Carr was on. That team actually went to the playoffs and lost in the first round, I believe. But, okay, so that's the information. Dennis Allen was asked about it today, and here is what he said.
How did the collaboration with John Gruden come about? Kind of what was his role here?
Yeah, look, I mean, number one, we've had several coaches come in visit. Obviously, John's a guy that has a lot of experience with Derek, and Derek's had his most success under John Gruden. And so we felt like bringing him in, having a chance to sit down and visit with him as an offensive staff, with the quarterbacks, and just get some new thoughts and ideas, things that we might be able to implement. You know, I would say this. I would say, you know, offensively for a long time, that I've been here, we've been pretty effective offensively, and so I don't see us putting in a whole new offense or doing something dramatic. But you know, if there's a few ideas that we could take from that, we felt like that would be beneficial.
Are you worried at all about backlash associated with bringing him in with the team or the?
No, look. I mean, I think you ask everybody that was involved. Thought it was really beneficial for our football team. And look, we're gonna look at any avenue that we can to try to improve. And so that was one area that we thought just bringing him in and having an opportunity to sit down and visit with him would help us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so that's the answer on John Gruden, right? I don't know how aware Dennis Allen is of any boiling resentment online in terms of the Saints dealing with John Gruden at all. I think a lot of the angst around the Saints' decision to bring him in was centered on the idea that they may have hired him for a job. And that's the part of it that really confused me. And it confounded Jeff Duncan too, who is the one who reported this. And I joked with him that like, this is his fault, because if it wasn't for him, no one would have even known that John Gruden was in the building, because they aren't hiring him. The Saints aren't parading this out in front of the building as, oh, look at this guy. He's in here. He's right here. Like, that's not what's happening. They are using John Gruden's brain to help the team in an area where why wouldn't you? Like, think about that. Like, how often do you have an opportunity to pick the brain of a former head coach of the quarterback you just paid $150 million? Like, that's just good sense. And I mean, I guess somebody's like, well, why don't you just bring in Sean Payton to help with this transition? Sean Payton's an active head coach. They can't bring him in to help with stuff like this. Like, that's why it's a unique scenario where John Gruden is out of the NFL and happens to have this institutional knowledge that the Saints can benefit from. And yeah, they're not hiring him as an assistant coach. right? That's not what's going on. If they did, I think I could actually get on board with a lot of the, not sure I like that. But in this instance, like, think of it this way. Like, John Gruden is still a human being in society. Like, he's not, you know, like under a rock somewhere, right? And sure, you might not want John Gruden to return to the NFL because you don't think he deserves that, okay? John Gruden downloading information into the Saints database of, okay, this is something we can work on, this is something we can add, that only helps the Saints. That does not help John Gruden, right? So if you are arguing that the Saints shouldn't use this information, you are arguing that the Saints should forego an opportunity that would help them because John Gruden is whatever you want to call it, right? And that's just silly. So I don't know. Like, one of my issues with this whole thing is when you see something on the internet and it's so clearly, you know, not the original source, don't necessarily believe it out of hand, right? Because what happened is Jeff Duncan pointed out that the Saints brought in John Gruden to pick his brain about the Derek Carr situation. That's all he said. He didn't say they were bringing him in. He's not saying they're returning him to the NFL, that they're giving him a job, whatever. Just saying that they talked to him. And then a bunch of aggregators on Twitter posted that as John Gruden's returning to the NFL. And then everyone's like, oh man, the Saints, duh. And get dragged through the mud for something they didn't even do. Anyway, it's just nonsense. And I think hopefully we can just move on from it and not be talking about this next time around at OTAs. But like, I do need people to understand that bringing in former head coaches is completely normal for this team. In this case, it just happened to be John Gruden. And so, I don't know. We can be mad about that, or you can just look at it as this team is exhausting all of its opportunities to improve and to make sure it puts the best product on the field possible. And that includes the information that resides in the cobweb brain of one John Gruden. Anyway, hopefully from here on out, we can just talk about the Saints offense and not the Raiders' former offense. And hopefully it looks good. Looks better in New Orleans than it necessarily did with the Raiders. All right, moving on. Again, as I mentioned, we're going to have a mailbag in the final segment. I'm going to cut this segment off here. You're listening to Inside Black and Gold. We are reacting to the OTAs, the first of three in the second session that happened this morning. Got forced inside due to lightning, so there's a limited amount that we can actually talk about in terms of there was already a limited amount that we were going to be able to talk about because OTAs, not a ton happens. But we're going to get into a lot of that and more in the final segment. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure to do that. Inside Black and Gold. You can follow me on Twitter @Jeff_Nowak. Who dat?